We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We had learned that in order for something to be biblically prohibited on Shabbos, it has to fall under certain categories. It has to be called an av melacha. It has to be one of the important tasks that were done in the erection, in the assembly or preparation of the Mishkan. It also has to be done in a manner that was done in the Mishkan, with the intent that was done in the Mishkan, and with focus and intent as one does it. And we learned to delineate the different quantifying factors within intent. What purpose, how immediate is the outcome, how direct. And now we're up to Shnayim She'asu, the 11th criterion. What happens if you don't do an act alone, but rather you do it with a partner? One is not obligated for doing a task on Shabbos, biblically, unless he did it alone and did the complete action alone. But if two people did an action that each one could have done on his own, we're not talking about carrying a bed where you need two people to carry it. We're talking about an action you could have done alone. Or echad asa miktzatav asheni shlimar. Let's say you do part and someone else does part. Shneim ptuin. They're both not obligated. So let's say we're prohibited from taking a lollipop out of our house, private domain, into Rishus Ram, public domain. And you and your son decide you're both going to carry this lollipop out to mommy. So you take it from the house and you're both carrying it. Happy birthday to you. You take it out, you carry it out. You put it down before her. Ah, biblical prohibition. You took it from private domain, put it in public domain. But you're lucky. You did it together with someone else. So it's not biblical, it's only rabbinic. If you did an action together with someone else, when either one of you could have done it alone, so then we say it's a rabbinic prohibition. It's not biblically prohibited. That's not the way to do this act. The way to do the act is each one does it on his own. So that's a rabbinically prohibited and not biblically. It's still prohibited, but it's only rabbinic.
No correct.
So that's Shnayim She'asu.